2021, 5:30 come to order. We go open with the prayer with Mr. Petty, pledge with Mr. Flowers.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for an opportunity to come out. Take care of our business tonight for our school district, Father. Right away, God, we pray for healing for our county, our state, nation, Lord, from COVID. Father, we got so many that we're all close to or hurting. We've got many amongst our employees, Father, that are in the hospital right now. Pray for your hand of protection, healing on them. Father, just pray that you'd keep your hand of protection upon our students and staff as we return to school this week. Father, we just need you and ask you to do that for us. And Father, you tell us in your word to ask and make our petitions known to you, so we're doing just that. Father, we pray that you'd help us as we go through our agenda tonight. Pray, God, that everything would work out. Father, pray that we do that with good professionalism, God. And we just thank you, Lord, for this board. Thank you for each one of them. Bless them and their families. Thank you for those we're honoring tonight in their retirement, Father. We pray that you'd give them great days and great length of days, Father. They would enjoy this time, Lord, with their families and enjoying the fruit of their labor. Father, we just love you and thank you for your grace and mercy in our lives each and every day that sustains us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item two, we got some recognitions, and right after recognitions, we're going to take about a 5 or 10 minute break so we can have refreshments. Mr. Petty?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Renee, is our system on? There we go. Get that. All right. So tonight we want to honor some people who are recently retired. Retirement's always a good thing. I remember when my dad retired, I was sharing with the Shuler family a little while ago. My dad retired when he was 60 years old, and he was so excited about retirement. And then after about a year, he came back in the pool business and started working with us again. We couldn't figure out exactly why. It was summertime, it was hot. He was just trying to get away from mama. She had him a honeydew list that had been there for about 30 years, and so he decided he'd come out here and work with us a little bit. But I think it was number 8. I think we had that turned up from the other day or something. Mr. Renee, thank you. So anyway, it's always a good thing. He's enjoyed his retirement. I know that y'all are going to enjoy yours. When you make a commitment to join an organization and spend the kind of years that have been racked up tonight, it's something very special. I always tell people when you go into education, you make that choice. You want to do that. You know going in how much you're going to make. You know that it's always a struggle for raises, and you do it anyway. So that shows that that you have love for children. Mr. Willis and Mr. Davis is not here, but I'm going to recognize Mr. Craig Shuler. I'm going to ask him to come on up here. Maybe they had open house at high school. He has been a teacher, an administrator, and whatever we've needed him to do, he has done. And so he's one of them utility guys. If you need to teach, he's fine. He's been a principal down at Toller. And so this is a small token of our appreciation for you and your commitment to Liberty County School Board over the years. 23 years of service. That's what it says, so I'm going to go with that. 23 years. We wish you the great time in retirement. Be careful with earthworms. Share a little story about those. Pray that you just have a great time, and God will give you a lot of years to enjoy this precious family that you got here tonight. And I know they're proud of you, and we're proud of you. Appreciate your contribution to the school district.
And 1 minute.
That's what I was going to say. You have to say something.
First of all, retirement has been pretty rough. Put out an eye. I got surgery tomorrow, and I'm going hunt with Neil on Friday, and I hope I don't get shot. So I don't know. I don't know. But I do want to say this, Superintendent Petty and school board, it's been a privilege. It's been an honor and a privilege to work in this county and to teach the students of this county. Love every one of them. And had the privilege of working with a lot of great administrators and teachers, Kathy Noble, David Summers. David Summers, I can just go on and on. Jeff, Lord Easton, Gay, all of y'all. And it's been a journey, sometimes rough, sometimes great. But there's no greater passion in my heart or calling in life than to teach the young people of Liberty County and wherever you come from. It's been an honor.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Get my good eye.
Congratulations. I'm going to put this in the case for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. There you go.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you a lot.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, sir.
It's been a pleasure.
The word shooter is synonymous with education in Liberty County. That is a fact. That is a fact. All right, I'm going to ask Mr. Coach Rob to come up here. Everybody else calls him, I call him Coach. He coached my young. So, Coach Rob, come on up here. Say a few words about Mr. Gladstone.
Well, this is impromptu speaking at its finest. Mr. Gladstone, you can come up here. Come on up. I've known Gladstone for a long time, and we had some great conversations over the years. About, I don't know, 10 years ago, we started talking about Island Time and when he's going to get on Island Time. And that was our running joke, and I know he's excited to finally be on Island Time. he may have a honey-do list too, but at work, he was always there, always had a smile on, loved the kids. He's going to be a huge hole for us to fill, and don't know if we'll be able to fill it. So you mean a lot to the school, to the district, and to me. But,
Hey,
also, you guys know he's TikTok famous. So
what is that? Yeah. Well, Mr. Schubert already said it all, but I got a few other things to say. Some of you may understand, some may not be understand what I say. But it's been an adventure working with the school. I know I'm gonna miss the kids, and you know, from the head to the county office, everybody gonna miss me. Up here with that. They know when I'm here, they know especially Miss Vicky over there. And then when she see me coming, she said, "What you want now?" Yeah, you don't start that now. But I'm gonna miss everybody, and you know, it's been fun working for the school system. And I'll do it over again, you know. If they come on, I'll do it over again. But you gotta enjoy yourself sometimes. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Last one, we've been playing this a many a year now. That's all we've talked about this entire thing.
Thank you, sir.
Last but surely not least, we have been touched by a family in Liberty County like for the rest of our lives. The Crum family are precious to Liberty County for so many reasons. We could be here all night. We love Miss Sheila, and one of the toughest jobs you can do, I think, bar none in our district, is when there are some special needs children that need some one-on-one, somebody to walk around and help assist them during the day, whatever the needs, you become a mother to them. And it's a tough job, it's a demanding job, and Miss Sheila has done a phenomenal job wherever she's been needed to be faithful. I shared with our staff when they came back to school last Wednesday, we had our staff breakfast, I shared a story of 27 years ago. I was sitting at a teacher breakfast for the very first time as a new staff member down in Wakulla County. And I had a lady come up to me and she says, "You're going to be at my school and I'll take care of you." And I shared this story last week, and she continues to call me. If she wants to call me, she'll always check on me. And guess what her name was? Her name was Lessie Crum. And Lessie Crum and Terry Crum became precious people in my heart. And Mr. Terry passed away last year, and I got to go to his funeral down there and got to build him a swimming pool. So I've been in the yard. But what precious, the Crum family is synonymous with excellence in Liberty County. And we just love y'all profusely around here. And so we want to recognize Ms. Sheila, who is going to retire after 5 years with us, but five wonderful, precious years. So Ms. Sheila, come on up, and we sure do love y'all. Y'all give her a hand.
I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I'll probably be one of those that will be back in a year somewhere in the
summer. All right, here you go. Mm-hmm. Mr. Jeff's going to take a picture. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so Miss Renee has provided some nice little refreshments. We're going to take just a little intermission. Mr. Chair, can we do that?
Yes, sir.
And I'll let Mr. Chair do that, and we'd like you to stay do that. If you want to stay for the rest of the meeting, obviously you're more than welcome to do that. But I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Chair.
By this time, we'll take a break, have some refreshments, guys.